Box, EMPShield.com. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And today, Vladimir Putin visited with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, declaring that his NATO nation, Erdogan says that his NATO nation cannot abandon Russia. Cannot abandon Russia. This is a strategic issue for us, he states. Strategic relations. We cannot abandon them or break them. Good afternoon. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, with the war in Ukraine, a declared war, war with China, an undeclared war, but nevertheless a war. America is pulling out all of these stops for her plans for global hegemony. We are witnessing, the world is witnessing right now, though many may not understand exactly what's happening. For some reason, Russia must be destroyed because she's going to nuke the U.S. or some other reason. Who knows what it is? But before I begin, as I begin, I will mention this. 6,000 years ago, in the Garden of Eden, the serpent, the deceiver, he deceived Eve. This is the serpent's strategy, always has been, always will be. Christ said in Matthew, at the end of the world, do not be deceived. And who is the one that's going to deceive? It is going to be the prince of the power of the air who rules the nations. I come from the understanding of the Bible. Here, the baby boom generation and the children of the baby boom generation, we were, for the most part, we are aware of and have studied and have read much of the many of the stories in the Old Testament. We're familiar with the background of Christianity and how it has affected the nations for 2,000 years and especially the United States. And with that background, I'm able to, for the most part, present to most of this audience from a biblical point of view what is happening presently. Christ said at the end of the world, don't be deceived. In the Garden of Eden, Eve was deceived by the deceiver. The deceiver has not changed his strategy. Out of the book of Isaiah, it pertains to our present time. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7. God says that on this mountain, God will destroy, he will swallow the veil or the shroud that covers all the nations, the veil or a sheet that stretches over the people. Now, it's referring to death itself. And when Eve ate that forbidden fruit, death came, not physically, but death came to her mind, so she couldn't see clearly. And today, this spirit, this power, God says that internationally, there would be a covering at the time, through all time, but especially during our time, a covering that will cover the nations of the world, and a shroud that would veil the eyes of the people. This is talking about lies that would be, through propaganda, would be dispensed by a sophisticated network of media agencies internationally to lead the people into a direction simply of a new world order, and any nation that would resist that plan would be demonized. And the tool would be the mainstream media in this country, in Europe, all the nations, all the media internationally. Kind of gets its, I mean, within each nation, they have their local news. But the world news comes through, again, a sophisticated media network. This is what blinds the minds of the people, covers their minds, and is a veil over their eyes so they can't see the truth. People believe Russia invaded Ukraine to possess, to take over, to occupy, and add to Russia's territory by occupying Ukraine, which is not what happened. Russia went in to stop NATO's plan to bring in more NATO nations, and even Ukraine is a NATO nation, bringing nuclear weapons closer to Russia's border. That's what this is about. Russia is resisting that New World Order plan. Then, so Turkey states that Russia is strategic for us. Why is Russia strategic? Well, because Turkey is going to be one of the nations that will join Russia in the coming invasion of Israel. The prophecies of Russia, which are right now for 100 years and more so in the last 50 years, the Christian community, the born-again Christian community in mainly evangelical Christianity for the most part, has been watching the prophecies of Russia. Back in the 70s and 80s, they thought Russia would become the world power she's supposed to be. No, time wasn't right. The time wasn't right. Now the time is right, and now we see the prophecy is in motion. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
The P.E. Gun Show, May 28th and 29th, is located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings sponsored by Elijah Hatch, running for Weld County Commissioner at Large. With CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of fellow patriots, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
Hey, my name's Jiraiya with Performance Restoration Dent Repair. We're a family-run business located in downtown Longmont. We specialize in hail repair, door dings, creases, large dent repair, and ceramic coatings. If you're interested, give us a call at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com. Again, call us at 303-726-3628 or schedule online at prdents.com.
So in our day, the covering that will cover the earth is propaganda for mainstream media in this country and internationally. The veil over the eyes will blind the nations to the time that we're in. People won't realize that we're at the end of the world and that the prophecies that are being fulfilled at the end of the world, they won't see, they won't understand, they won't be aware, because the whole world has been God and his Messiah, they have been demonized. They do not exist. Satan is all powerful. Satan doesn't exist. There is no devil. They're the secret societies. They just worship, you know, man, which they do, but there is no devil. Well, we know there is. And at the end of the world, Christ did say that eventually, the world will be polarized. On one side will be the children of the devil and the wicked people. On the other side will be the churches of God, all seven churches. And in the middle will be the societies of the world. The societies are going to be affected by either the children of the devil or the children of God. And there is a war, a wrestling, there is a tussle back and forth, trying to draw the, you might say, the person in the middle to one side or the other. Well, on the side of God and his Messiah, the end result is through time, help from God, and eternity, and eternally, eternal life. On the other side, there will be misery, hardship, there will be eternal death. The world now in between is being affected by both sides. And Christ said that this veil will try to affect and blind the people of the world from seeing the battle that's taking place. On the one side, you're going to have a new world order, a global system. People are beginning to wake up in this country because, again, in the Jesus movement, the baby boom generation and before, there was a... people didn't know the Bible to a great degree. The children after the baby boom generation, a little less, and presently the millennials, even less. But still, there is a fundamental foundation for the Christians of the nation to know simply at the end of the world there would be a system that would come in, a mark of the beast system. People understand that. And they're watching. They just don't understand that Russia is in the Bible. America is in the Bible. And Russia, one of the prophecies for Russia, is that Russia will become a very powerful nation, militarily, politically, economically. We are witnessing that occur right now. And the person that has made that possible is Vladimir Putin. Now, with Turkey, Erdogan, so he says that Russia, that he's not going to abandon Russia, and the Turkish government, they are in a strategic relations with Russia. And he said, we can't abandon them or break them. So strategic relations. So regardless of being a NATO member, which they are, Turkey, being a mainly Muslim nation, isn't fully sold on America's foreign policy in the region. It's not stated, not out in the open at least, but many of the old Soviet bloc nations, they may want to be part of the club, meaning the benefits and the financial benefits being tied into Europe and Russia, and America, not Russia. But the main benefit is the financing that they receive from America, from the United States, if they go along with the program. They are beginning to wake up. They do know. They're kind of on the fence. Yes, you can buy a lot with petrodollars. But on the other hand, they're waking up to the intentions or the America's policies to expand and to exert more power and control of that area. Russia has been the obstacle. Vladimir Putin, again, we can see that he's winning the propaganda war that's being waged against Russia. The nations are wary of the West globalist agenda. They realize Putin and Russia, they have a strategy to assist these nations from Western control. And Russia's directing the nations toward a multipolar international order, while the United States and the West is directing the world toward omnipolar world, where the United States is the ruling power, a unipolar world, where the United States controls this global system. And the Soviet nations, other nations, China, Brazil, India, South Africa, other nations in the world, are not wanting to be part of the plan of the United States. So Russia is the driving force behind a multipolar international order. Now, internationally, many nations really are seeking or they're wanting to be free from the debt, the control, the sanctions that have been upon their nations through the International Monetary Fund, through the World Bank. They had to borrow money so that their nations can develop from the World Bank. Now they're in debt, and the sanctions on these nations, it's harming their economies. So they are aware fully of these sanctions that can be placed on them already, presently, and the sanctions that can be placed on them in the future if they don't go along with U.S. and companies, United Nations, International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlement, the WHO, World Health Organization, again, the World Bank, which are all under America's control. We, the United States, were the main funder through our petrodollar system, and we control through that system. But Russia presently, we're watching it happen, is winning the war. It's prospering financially. You know, the great thing about for Russia with the Ukraine war is once this war started, Russia, the nations of the world are paying attention to Russia. Russia's in the spotlight. Russia is moving forward. Her ruble dollar, her ruble currency has been strengthened. Politically, nations are really siding with Russia presently. Militarily, Russia is using just a fraction of her whole military force and the weapons in Ukraine. And the reason I know that is because Ezekiel, the prophecy about Russia, And the Christians have been waiting and watching for this coming Gog and Magog war. But it didn't happen in the 70s, 80s, 90s, the turn of the century. But now everything is ready for the prophecies to be fulfilled. Russia is very powerful militarily. Vladimir Putin, as a diplomat, has been working and in dialogue with all of the other nations that are going to come with Russia to invade Israel. Turkey's one of them. You have Iran, another. You have, I believe, the areas, some of the old Soviet bloc nations. I also am suspecting that I think somehow the arms that are being sent to Ukraine are going to end up coming with Russia to the mountains of Israel. And some of these arms are disappearing as they come into Ukraine. They're going somewhere else. And it could be some of the Soviet nations, the old Soviet bloc. Maybe there, these military weapons are in their hands also, which is perfect to bring them down to the mountains of Israel. And it does say that when Russia comes with her compadres or her comrades, they're going to stockpile that area where the war takes place with enough energy to take care of that area for 7 years. So whatever Russia is doing, they're coming down with vast amounts of energy, weaponry, metals, gunpowder, tanks, steel, and it's going to fuel and protect Israel during for a 7 year period of time. This is why when this Russian war takes place, 7 years and some months later, there will be Armageddon. But Armageddon is in the future. 7 years plus before Armageddon, Russia is destroyed with her hosts, with the armies that come with her from the other nations to the mountains of Israel. This is giving you an insight into the future so that you can remember as these things happen. Russia's not coming just presently. Not coming yet. Russia has to wait for a war that Israel is going to fight with the terrorist groups surrounding Israel. Israel fights these groups first and is successful. Destroys Damascus, invades Jordan, is successful in the area of Jordan, the nation of Jordan, and Israel controls Jordan, destroys Damascus, takes the Gaza Strip to the south and the west, occupies that, removes all of the terrorist groups. The women and the children, according to some of the prophecies, they'll either go to Saudi Arabia or they'll go up north into Turkey. But and the in Lebanon, Syria, many of these people will go into Turkey once that war takes place, the children and the women. God always protects the children and the women. The men are the ones that carry out evil, more so than women in war. And so God will punish the soldiers of these nations. Once Israel is finished, then Russia is going to be provoked with Iran and with Turkey and with some of the nations out of the Soviet bloc. I think, if I'm correct, I believe that Germany will have armed forces coming also. I do believe that some of the Azov militia will be coming, probably some out of Germany, some of the areas around Ukraine. I'm presenting quite a bit because we're going to the weekend. I won't be back until Monday for the next program. Now, it also says in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that Russia is to be a commander and to be a guard to the countries that will invade with her as she comes to Israel. Iran is going to be vocal about Israel's occupation of Jordan and Israel's destruction of Damascus and the other nations. will be vocal too. Nevertheless, prophecies have to be fulfilled to the Christian people. The tribulation is near. This is giving you insight into what's coming. The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
You want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
Joe from Checkapro here. Join me this Saturday at 3 p.m. I'll be talking about ways how to save money and be more comfortable in your home with Koala Insulation of Boulder. That's this Saturday at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC. Tune in to learn how to save money and be more comfortable in your home.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
We wait for years to look at history and see what really happened in a certain period of time. You don't have to wait for the future to know what's going to happen presently. We are witnessing the great prophecy of Ezekiel 38 and 39 concerning Russia and a group of nations. We're watching the prophecy develop right now. It's early in the prophecy. Russia, what triggered and began everything, is the invasion or the Russia being forced to move into Ukraine to destroy the American CIA operations using military intelligence. What's that word I'm looking for? Advisors, and using Zelensky as a puppet. Russia didn't have a choice. They had to move in to protect her borders from America's plan. We're seeing what started Russia's movement to fulfill the prophecy. And Vladimir Putin is the person that is putting all this together. Vladimir Putin has studied the policies of the West, of the Pilgrim Society in Europe and in the United States. This history, if you see why Vladimir Putin has been successful, he has watched the West use the same playbook repeatedly with Russia in Iraq, in Libya, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, all the nations that the United States has invaded. He's watched the globalists use the same playbook. He's a brilliant strategist. You may hate him. The world may hate him. The Democrats can hate him. The administration can hate him. But he's in the Bible. God has put him there and has given him the ability to see what he as an individual is to do for his nation, because there is a prophecy about Russia that must be fulfilled. God in the Old Testament used Pharaoh to make Pharaoh great. He used Pharaoh to protect the children of Israel for 400 years roughly. Then Pharaoh had to let the children of Israel go into the desert. God used King Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. Babylon was great. And the Jewish people were once again in another nation, in Babylon, to be protected. Then eventually, they go back to Israel, to the land. In this country, Donald Trump was used by God. Hate him, dislike him, don't like his personality, his temperament. You don't care for his policies, irregardless. He is in the Bible. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He's in the Bible. Vladimir Putin. Directly, Donald Trump is in the Bible. Indirectly, Vladimir Putin is in the Bible because he is making Russia great for the coming battle in the Middle East. And he's winning the economic war. He's winning the war of propaganda, the propaganda war. He's winning the diplomatic war, that he must be the diplomat to get these nations together. Excuse me. He's winning militarily. Once he came to power, he made Russia a great, took what was available and took what was powerful, and he increased the war machine for the coming battle. He has to move south, and he has to bring all this military weaponry, and he's going to stockpile Israel in the Jordan. It's in the Bible. It can't be stopped. You're seeing what's going to happen before it happens. Now, he looked at and studied. I know he studied Pilgrim Society New York. Why? Because Pilgrim Society New York, one of the founding founders, the founders, a powerful founder who was part of Pilgrim Society London and the U.S. was Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller. He has studied the Rockefeller family. He knows how involved the Rockefeller family was through all of these half a century, a century. Do I think that he knows that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are probably Rockefeller children? Their lineage comes from the Rockefeller tree? Yes, I believe he does. The man, he doesn't do a lot. He likes to study. He's an intellectual. This man is a brilliant man. I don't know what his IQ is, but it's definitely higher than, George Bush, Bill, let's take Obama, let's take Joe Biden, and he's more brilliant than these four guys put together. Jimmy Carter was pretty brilliant. Ronald Reagan, great communicator. Understood politics. So, Vladimir Putin, he studies the Rockefeller family. He studies their economic strategies, their control methods. He studied the whole thing of the Rockefellers. He sees how America is controlled, the media, how it's controlled, how industry and how manufacturing and the control of the Rockefellers, how they eventually replace the Rothschilds out of Europe through the petrodollar. He studied the Rockefellers in Asia. He knew what happened in Vietnam War, how it was a war over oil. He understood that. He understood how the United States worked with Mao to make China great, to begin the process. That was also Rockefeller. And in all of the study, he sees how they put together the petrodollar and the power behind the petrodollar. So what has Vladimir Putin done? He put together the petro ruble. He just used their playbook, put together a petro ruble, and now it's a very solid currency backed by gold. He studied what happened to America and how we went off the gold standard. Well, he put his country on the gold standard. Rick Rodriguez will be back, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
So, the Rockefellers, they bring the world into the petrodollar currency system. Well, Vladimir Putin has brought the whole of Europe and many of the nations in that region into the petro-ruble. He just did exactly what the Rockefellers did. Now, also out of RT News, Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak, he revealed that about half of Gazprom's exports to 50 foreign clients have opened ruble bank accounts to pay for Russian gas. What a strategy. When here not too long ago, what, 3-4 weeks ago, Russia, Vladimir Putin said, you want to buy gas from Russia? Don't buy with euros, don't buy with petrodollars, you buy rubles. What a brilliant strategy. You know, I'm for what the Bible says. Am I for Russia? Yes, if it's in the Bible. Am I for the United States? Yes, if it's in the Bible. Am I for Donald Trump? Yes, if he's in the Bible. Joe Biden, indirectly, is in the Bible. Barack Obama, the coming ruler of the United States of America, is in the Bible. What the Bible says, that's what I agree with. Politically, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, because both are corrupt. I look at the people that are the good people of the world that have a conscience, and then I look at the wicked people of the world that have no conscience, and I go with what the Bible says. If you spend time with the fool, you will become a fool. If you spend time with the wicked, you will become wicked. If you spend time with someone that's wise, you will become wise. If you spend time with someone who has a moral foundation, you will also pick up a moral foundation. It's an individual matter. You have on one side the wicked, on the other side the righteous. You decide which side you want to be on. I know that Vladimir Putin is fulfilling prophecy. I have to be for that because it will come to pass. I'm with what the scripture says. Then a European Commissioner for Economy, Paolo Gentiloni, he revealed that a sixth package of European Union sanctions against Russia has been blocked. And the Swiss banks are unfreezing over $3.4 billion of Russian assets. A surprising move, as the lion's share of Russia's raw materials traded is traded in Switzerland, and it's nearly 1,000 commodities firms that are not controlled by the Western colonial powers. So, there is taking place before our eyes. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. This new world order is a kingdom divided against itself. The nations that need the gasoline, the liquid gas, that need diesel, they want to survive. And if that means finding ways around Russia, around America's sanctions, they're going to do it. Now, the Asian energy giant India's Oil and Natural Gas Corporation has moved to purchase additional stakes in Russia's oil and gas fields from the Western colonial firms that plan to leave the country. So you have some firms that are Western that are leaving. India's buying those shares. Then you have Finance Minister Anton Shiluanov revealed that this morning that the Russian economy has overcome the first shock from the sanctions imposed by the Western colonial powers. Then here you have this old globalist Illuminati, Janet Yellen, United States Treasury Secretary, stated yesterday she admitted that the debt default would hardly hurt Russia. It's not going to affect them. But because she's vindictive, she says, but she's not going to allow Russia to pay U.S. investors the interest payments owed to them. So, Russia, Vladimir Putin, this man is knocking the ball out of the park. Every time he gets to bat, when he gets on the field to pitch, he's striking the powers of the West out. Here he takes the petrodollar and replaces it with his own petroruble, and Russia's in good shape financially, because she has to be. She's got a war to fight down in Israel. She has to bring all her fellow comrades with her. There's going to be a, like God says, there's going to be a great 5/6 of Russia, her armies, is going to be destroyed. There is a punishment coming to, you know, if God punishes, that's one thing. America's trying to punish Russia, provoke Russia into war, that would be something different. Nope. God is going to be the one to punish Russia when she invades Israel. Now, Putin demanded, he says, the buyers for Russia, Russian gas, are to pay in rubles. That strategy, according to, this is out of ZeroHedge.com. This was 4 days ago. The Swiss Connection, how Russia is weathering tough sanctions. So they state that Putin, this was a master stroke by Putin. After initial resistance, Western gas buyers are increasingly towing the line with one of Germany's largest natural gas importers, VNG. Recently opening an account with Gazprom Bank for payments for Russian gas under Moscow terms, petroruble. According to Maria Demertiz, Deputy Director, Bruegel, a Brussels-based economics think tank, states EU payments for Russian pipeline gas have been playing a big role in propping up their currency. And then, according to a ship, well, let's see. Then we have the matter of Switzerland. Switzerland, the home of Klaus Schwab, Anthony Fauci, and this group of criminals is in the news. We'll be back with Rodriguez. Hold on.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy or find My Kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
I try to cram in as much as I can during the minutes that I have. Try to be as clear as I can. Sometimes I just get too into it. But now we're gonna just remember Dinesh D'Souza did this documentary on 2,000 mules, and during that investigation, they were able to track the phone records and the places where these mules would go to 10 stops during the night, put in 3 ballots here, 3 ballots there, 4 ballots, and they were able to track them digitally through the cell phone. Well, now, going back to Switzerland, according to ship tracking and port data, Switzerland's Vitol, Glencore, and Gunvor, as well as Singapore's Trifigura, they've all continued to lift large volumes of Russian crude and products, including diesel. Vitrol pledged to stop buying Russian crude by the end of the year. That's still a long way off. Trafigura said it would stop buying crude from Russia's state-run Rosneft by May 15th, but it's free to buy cargoes of Russian crude from other suppliers. They're getting around the sanctions of the United States and the globalists. Glencore has said it wouldn't enter any new trading business with Russia, but the reality is that while the G7 has committed to banning or phasing out Russian oil imports, and while the United States, Canada, the UK, and Australia have imposed outright bans, the EU, European Union, is still unable to move forward with Hungary holding a ban hostage. So there, some of them are being aced out. But India and China are making up for these losses by purchasing quantities of resources. A lot of the blame falls on Switzerland. The lion's share of Russia's raw material is traded via Switzerland, and it's nearly 1,000 commodity firms. There is a system in place that, even though the Antichrist system will be so controlling, still God is going to give the nations a way to get around the hard policies that are coming internationally. America is going to probably suffer the worst, believe it or not. Why? Well, because I say that this country, the person that will take over, will be the person that we know as Antichrist. Now, it says that Switzerland is an important global financial hub with a thriving commodities sector, despite the fact that it is far from all global trade routes, has no access to the sea, nor no formal colonial territories, and no significant raw materials of its own. So in spite of that, Switzerland has always been the hub of finance, a free, you might say, the free zone where the Nazis could bring their gold and hide their gold to Switzerland. Italy could hide their gold there. All these people, the Clintons could hide their finances there, the Bushes, everyone could hide their loot in Switzerland. And Switzerland, everybody was protected. So this is the way that Russia, using the strategies of the Rockefellers, has been able to weather this storm. Vladimir Putin, a brilliant man, whether you like him or not, is fulfilling prophecy. It must be fulfilled. We can't change it. So for this week, God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Go to church, get a cup of coffee, tune in. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.